today on Working the Suburbs.
Patrick, one of my favorite memories of 2021 happened during the World Series.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
You don't remember? I mean, it was quite the scandal. Several players were caught sleeping on the job.
Hmm. No, I must have missed that.
Well, it made all the papers. The press called it Napgate.
Yes.
That's the worst joke ever. Okay. All right, we're in day two of listener favorites of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Patrick? Do you do that sort of thing?
I try not to because I know after all these years, it's pointless. Like, I ain't going to do it. So might make me feel better for a few days. But I generally, I don't. One day at a time. That's the way I'm cranking it through these days.
I like to make resolutions for other people.
Yes.
That's how I like to go. Yes.
I think that's great. Feel free to make some for me, and I'll do what I can.
All right, let's get to the listener calls again. Let's see here. We have two lined up for today.
Great.
And we'll start with this chap.
Greetings. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland. Happy 2022 to Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. So it's that time when we look back over the last year and decide what really stood out for us. And what really stood out for me last year was Black Sea Golden Ladder by Troy Kingy. Also kudos to Cobalt Chapel's Orange Synthetic and UMI's The Life of Others, which almost made the cut. I was first introduced to Troy Kingy via a collaboration with The Nudge. It was a song I picked for Jelani Music called Heiriti, which is sung all in Maori. To be honest, if I was picking a song of the year, it would be that song. After discovering that song, I dug into Troy Kingy's discography, which is 5 albums at this point. At that time, I was all about his second album from 2017, but as the months rolled on, I fell more and more for Black Sea Golden Ladder. The album is a collaboration between Troy and producer Delaney Davidson. It was written over 4 days, with another 10 days to tweak and refine the songs. Then they headed to New Massey Studios and recorded the album in 7 days, with 3 days of mixing. So it was just over 3 weeks from start to finish, writing, recording, mixing, everything. When I did that new music pick, I mentioned that he was recording 10 albums over 10 genres over 10 years. And Black Sea Golden Ladder, he's described as his folk album, but really folk's only a small part of it. The album goes from ballads like Slumber, Never Take Me Away, and Sea of Death, to more folky stompers like Call My Name and Fork in the Road, and to even rockers like Forgotten Like a Dream and Give Me Hell. But the thing that really gets me about this album is how strong the songwriting is. I don't think there's a weak point on this album. It's just such a phenomenal record, and one that I spend a lot of time with. One thing for me that maybe other listeners won't get from this record is that it feels like a very New Zealand record. There's just something about it that feels like home to me. Anyway, that's all from me, and a big thank you for all of the content in 2021, and I look forward to what comes in 2022.
Darkness start descending. How long can we stay apart? Feel it push me slowly under. Why do I fight you, my sweetheart? Sleep, wanna afford you more than everything. Taking my time, breathe, watching me fall, watching me rise again. Fool me till I get wise again. Right through empty skies again.
chasing hollow highs again. Sleep.
That song is Sleep, parentheses Slumber. That's the opening track from Troy Kingy's Black Sea Golden Ladder.
Hmm. I remember this pick, Jim, from Monthly New Music and really being intrigued by it. Also by the just kind of the scope of it. If, you know, this guy's going to make 10 albums in 10 genres and he's got quite a wide breadth of scope within this folk album. I can't imagine what some of the other stuff's going to be. And it's real beautiful. I mean, there's all kinds of different emotions it evokes. I think it's so interesting, too, that Liam gets a strong reminiscence of his homeland of New Zealand when listening to this record.
Yeah, right.
It's very, very interesting. You know, to me, that's not what I think of. Of course, I've never been to New Zealand. I just think of Martin Phillips and the Clean and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, great pick. Definitely the kind of thing I think people should spend a little time with. It's an interesting record. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just going to say it's been great to, you know, as with Jason and everybody else, you know, who's a part of this really special community, to have Liam as a part of it, too. It's been amazing. Yeah, it really has.
Wonderful. Okay. Second call of today.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim and Pat. This is Jimmy Linetti, your friendly neighborhood glove repair guy, calling in with my end of the year picks. And my album of the year ended up being an album that I think I mentioned during one of the best of the month calls, but it was World Series, that new band from New Zealand. I thought that was a great record. I played it a lot from start to finish. Napgate was a favorite song of mine throughout the year. I just think those guys are real, really great band. And I tried to support them in whatever way I could. On a Bandcamp Friday, I ordered their t-shirt. And even on a Bandcamp Friday, a t-shirt from New Zealand is going to end up costing a little bit. But I was glad to support him. Got a nice note from the guy, and he says they're working on a new record and plan on having it out in the latter half of 2022.
That's the song Napgate by World Series from What's Growing, Jimmy Linetti's album of the year. And that now, Patrick, sounds more maybe what you would think of with New Zealand indie rock, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's got that kind of well-seasoned indie rock flavor and kind of that, you know, that wonderful kind of homemade sound to me anyway. You know, it's not, you know, anything that sounds like they spent a whole lot of time tuning the drums or whatever, which is great. And this is a good record. It's got, you know, a really nice kind of indie sheen to it that absolutely appeals to my sensibilities. It's a great find from Jimmy. He's always good at finding great bands like that. And hey, we're lucky to have a neighborhood glove repair guy, aren't we, in our community?
Of course. Every neighborhood should have
one. That's right. At least one.
Yeah. Okay, he did go on to make a song.
Oh, great.
As well. So let's hear that.
So that was my album of the year. My favorite song of the year ended up being a local duo from the Minneapolis area. And I know I don't mention too many Minneapolis bands, maybe besides the Replacements, obviously, but we still do have a pretty good scene here. And this is a brother and sister duo called Dury, D-U-R-R-Y, that's their last name. And he was in a he's in a local band that wasn't really very successful. And during the pandemic, he moved back home and started hanging out with his sister, cranking out tunes. And they released a TikTok thing. One verse of a song kind of blew up. Then they rushed to the studio. He wrote two more verses on the way to the studio, recorded the song, made a video in their garage. And I just think the song is infectious. It's called Who's Laughing Now? And they got a bunch of other singles that are almost just as good. You know, Losers Club is great, too. So they don't have a formal album out. That's probably coming in 2022. But I just think these guys are a lot of fun, and I think we'll be hearing more from them in 2022. All right, those are my picks. And, again, appreciate the listening all year to you guys, Jim and Patrick, and love calling in on the party line. Party line people, you're my people. All right, Jimmy Linetti signing off.
All right, great pick. I had not heard that song, but
me
I like
neither.
It. I like the lyrics a lot.
Love it. I love it. You know, it's one of those things where I could see, like, you know, being in a parking lot at like 1 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of people just singing along to that song, like coming out of somebody's car radio. You know, it's a beautiful Losers kind of a tune. It's great. Yeah. And interesting story too, that they sort of hustled into the studio to kind of put something together after that. That's kind of neat.
Now here's my question for you, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Can you drive a stick shift?
No.
Really?
Oh, no. It's one
really?
One of the dirty secrets of my life. I'll tell you, too, when I was in the courtship / engagement phase of with my wife many, many years ago, she tried to teach me because she's quite an expert stick shift driver, and it almost doomed our relationship. I'm not very patient or very good at following instructions. You know, I can figure it out myself. There's got to be a way to, I don't have to listen to anybody. But no, put me in an automatic, in a manual shift, and we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble.
That's funny. It actually would be a hard thing to figure out yourself. It's not intuitive at all.
No, it isn't. I almost tore the clutch out of her old Honda, and that's when the lessons ended. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can drive a stick shift, and so can my wife, but the kids, no.
Yeah. It's interesting. No. Like these days, I guess if you were their age learning to drive, you'd have to sort of seek out, you know, a specific car to try to do it, you know, or you really would have to like either find an old one or special order one, I guess, these days. It's,
there's almost none available anymore. It's either like like very, very basic cars. I think there's still a few, like compact, bare bones. You still might be able to get a stick shift there, or it's like high end.
Yes,
it's like one of the it's the two ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. or forget it, right?
Right. Heck, man, we hardly are going to even need drivers before too long. So
I know.
Why would you need a manual shift, right? It's so interesting.
I always liked it, though. I always liked driving a stick shift car. I had one for many years in the 90s, a Saturn. It was a stick shift, and I liked it a lot, but yeah, can't find them anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's see here. Tomorrow, we're going to do three calls tomorrow.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
So
I'm looking forward to that.
Get some rest tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to sleep in.
Okay. And of course, there's still time to get your calls in, mm-hmm. or your 2021 favorites. I don't mean you specifically, Patrick. I mean the people's. get those calls in. You can call, leave a message. We just want to hear about one album or one song or both. 612-440-1984. That's right. Or record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. And great to hear from Jimmy Linnett.
It is. Also. Yeah, he's out there fighting the good fight for all of us. Jimmy.
That's right.
Jimmy Linnett abides, as they say.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Perfect.